soldiers could do, and he used their talents and avoided their weaknesses. The result was that everybody excelled. He didn't create rivalries, he erased them. He didn't rule over them, he served them in every way he could. That screenplay was kind of wonderful, but nobody outside my own circle of friends and co-workers ever saw it. The production company only looked at the sad little script that they filmed and released. It was sad because, despite the title Ender's Game, the character of Ender Wiggin wasn't actually in that movie. Here's the funny thing. In writing the novelette and the novel versions of Ender's Game, I didn't know what I was doing. I consciously modeled all the failed commanders after the failed commanders of the Army of the Potomac, who I had learned about as a 10-year-old reading Bruce Catton's 3-volume Army of the Potomac. I consciously modeled Peter and Valentine after my older brother and sister. But where did Ender himself come from? I had no idea. I knew this much. Ender Wiggin was a much better human being than I am. He wasn't just smarter and more persistent than me, he was kinder. He loved people that I could not have loved, and forgave people that I could not have forgiven. Why did I give him attributes that I didn't have? Because I knew, unconsciously, those were the attributes that made a good leader, something that I had never been. How did I know those things? Let me paraphrase a statement by Jesus in the New Testament. There was a dispute among the disciples over which of them was the greatest, and Jesus said, "Whoever would be the greatest among you, let him be the servant of all." I absorbed that principle as a child, not because I had it in me to actually follow that formula, but because I wanted to be led by people who followed it. I absorbed the stories of Jesus kneeling down and washing the feet of his disciples, seeing virtues in them that they did not know they had, calling Simon by the nickname Peter, the Rock, long before Peter actually became a rock. And then there was an additional source, which I learned from section 121 of the Doctrine and Covenants, one of the scriptures of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, of which I have been a lifelong member. Let me paraphrase the four key verses, 41 through 44. No power or influence can or ought to be maintained by virtue of being called to leadership, except by persuasion, by patience, by gentleness and meekness, and by love unfeigned, by kindness and pure knowledge, which shall greatly enlarge the soul without hypocrisy and without guile, reproving sometimes with sharpness when it must be done, and then showing forth afterwards an increase of love toward the one whom you have reproved, lest he esteem you to be his enemy, that he may know that your faithfulness is stronger than the cords of death. I absorbed that, too, at an early age, and without noticing what I was doing, I made that Ender's script for dealing with the other trainees who placed themselves in his care, and by following him, made him their leader. He didn't aspire to lead them, but as long as they were determined to follow him, he led them by persuasion, patience, gentleness and meekness, genuine love, kindness, pure knowledge, and without hypocrisy or deception. They knew his faithfulness to them was stronger than death. I understood without understanding it that the Ender's Game movie would only work if the audience wished with all their heart that they had a leader like Ender Wiggin in their own lives. That's how the book affected many of its readers. They loved Ender Wiggin and wished they could follow him. So here we are with a collection of stories about or related to Ender Wiggin, which we titled Ender's Tribe. It was never a formal organization, but it was a community bound together by a common purpose and trained by the same leader. None of them knew it at the time, but he led them into war, and together, using the strengths of every member of the tribe, they prevailed. I wrote most of the stories in this book before I had any conscious understanding of why Ender Wiggin was a great commander.